Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Plaza in the Greasy Garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Pull it over, you're going too fast.
Okay, I'll slow it up. Been going too fast, I guess. Well, we'll slow it up and take it all in. Sit back, relax. I'm glad you're here. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. You never know. Police are always following me for some reason. I have to keep changing up different colors of cars I drive in every single week because they can never catch me then. They don't know what color I'm going to be in next. Oh, yeah. Here, the third hour, welcome in to, well, the Auto World Plaza. But this week, I'm in the International Hope Studio. Climbed the ladder, up on the top bunk almost. Almost to the roof where it's good and hot, of course. I didn't want to get all the way to the top, but I'm in the International Hope Studio hoping your car will not break down. But if it does, I'm here. I'm here to help you. ASC certified master technician in so many different fields, and I don't know, it takes a lot of years to get all these certificates to stack up a bunch of papers, and they're called certificates, and that means that, well, I've been there, done that, tasted it, smelled it, looked at it, burnt my hands on it. I still have all my tools, each and every finger and thumbs are still there, and nails, I'm very lucky I've got some scars, but hey, that's what it's all about. You got to have scars to be able to get to go and get to be good, maybe to the point where you've been there, done that. Well, I haven't done everything, and I need your help. See, there's more than one of us here, I know that, and two heads are better than one, so you're all welcome. Great affiliates out there, a lot of great affiliates throughout the United States and the globe. Of course, if you're you've got a friend over there in the Virgin Islands that's listening to us. Hi there, everybody at St. Thomas. You've got a friend over in Australia. Call them. Text them. Tell them to tune in to GCNLive.com on the Internet. And I need their head. I need them to help me figure it out. That means all of us together can get this to happen. It's happening in the radio sense and the podcast sense. And again, Auto World Podcast. Just Google that. And you're more than welcome to go over and check out my Facebook page. Please do. Mark Evans. And then Auto World Radio Facebook page. I put up a couple pictures there on the Instagram account, Facebook accounts. Those pictures show you. I said, fill her up. Gas, electric, hydrogen. So here in just a little bit, we're going to, of course, talk a little bit about why I did put those three pictures up there. Maybe you want to share your experiences of your electric car, your gas car. Do you have a hydrogen car yet? What? Yeah, I'm going to take you into the future. Not. It's really not the future. It's here now, as you see in that picture. That blue car in that picture is actually, I won't spill the beans yet. So with that said, I welcome all your calls. Frank has been very patiently. The phone number, of course, is 855-660-4261. When I say Frank is a charter member, and he's live in New Mexico. Let's go to Frank live. Hi, Frank. And hey, thank you for holding through the break.
Oh, no problem.
Appreciate that, Frank. Kind of go over your question again about you smell like gasoline.
Yeah, 86 old, 5.0 V8. Had a totally plugged up cat. You know, I couldn't get over 30 miles an hour, so we cut that out, put a straight pipe in there, and, of course, inserted the little pipe from the air pump to keep that going in there. And it runs real strong, breaks the tires loose and all that. But still running rich. And I'm wondering, am I going to have to get a different set of metering rods and jets? I've never taken apart a quadrant jet. I've rebuilt Hollies, but I've got my factory manual here, but I wanted to see what you would try next.
Yeah, well, a couple things, though, Frank. You know, with that converter, we're going to overhaul this carburetor on air, okay, first. But that car, that catalytic converter has been plugged, as you stated, and that means that the exhaust has not been getting out of the engine for how many miles? Quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's been running around with a plugged-up nose. It can't breathe. See, if the exhaust can't get out, the air intake can't come in. So that's actually caused more than just carburetor problems for you. I mean, your poor old valves and your poor old spark plugs have been running way too rich because the carburetor, you know, you know what the nickname is for the Quadrajet, don't you?
No.
Quadra flush. It's a toilet. It flushes a lot of gasoline down the throat of that bad boy. So what happens is that it's just a carburetor. It's just a drip system, and it drips that gas down no matter what RPM that bad boy's going. I mean, the more RPMs you get out of there with the go pedal, the more gas it drips down. So those spark plugs have been burning in not only their own spark, you know, of course, but they've been burning in excessive fuel. So because of all the fuel, because of the catalytic converter not being plugged, all of the burn hasn't been being burnt. All the fluid, gasoline, in the chambers have not been, it hasn't been burning at all. So your spark plugs are fouled. I mean, I'm telling you, that I first would recommend...
Pull a plug and look at it?
I would. Yeah. I would. Those things have been burning in gasoline, because all the gasoline burn hasn't been going out the exhaust. It's been... And the catalytic converter is basically, you know, almost turned into a bomb on you because all that gas can't get out, so it accumulates in that plugged-up converter. So plugs are one thing, because we can adjust and fine-tune the carburetor, but if the plugs have been doing what they've been doing with the plugged-up exhaust, they're fouled. You're not getting 100% burn out of them anymore. You're only getting, truthfully, about 35-40%.
I see what
so
you're
we need
saying,
to,
yeah.
Yeah, and then...
Changing plugs, yeah.
Yeah, change the plugs and then the carburetor now, absolutely same thing there. It can't accept the air intake because the exhaust isn't, it's got to be same amount in, same amount out. And it hasn't been doing that. So your quadra flush, your quadra jet, now you can do, you don't need to change the main metering needles, okay? They're real simple to do. They're right there on the top, but... The jets, I believe the Quadrajet originally stock had 54 as the number on them, and the higher the number you go, the richer it's going to get. And at that point, today, yes, the needles do come, Frank, with the jets. So I've always ran the Quadrajets with 43s. I always did from the factory, I mean from my factory sense, meaning that whenever somebody came in with a Quadrajet and they were having some gasoline fuel economy problems, I'd say, well, we can take care of that. And we just take the top of the carburetor off of that, change the needles, and put the 43s in there. And then they came with the needles as a package, and off we go. But the main thing, make sure the air cleaner's clean. It's getting air, too, of course.
Yeah.
But here's something I want to make sure of, that you know, that's got an automatic choke on it.
Oh, it chokes wide open when it's warm. Yeah, that's the first thing
good.
I look at.
Good. Good. Now, the secondaries, do you know the secondaries, of course, it runs on the tube barrel until you get on it. The secondaries on the driver's side of that Quadrajet has got a manual rod, so when you push the go pedal, it goes forward towards the radiator and then moves those butterflies in the bottom of the Quadrajet because they're mechanically operated by your go pedal. But the top flaps aren't. Did you know that, though? Those are vacuum operated. So.
Okay.
Those top flappers, you can't really sit there on an idle and have it in park, of course, and just park it and then grab the accelerator right there with your hand and go whoop, whoop, you know, full throttle to see if those butterflies dump open or not, because it's a big vacuum cleaner and you could have a backfire and you don't want to do that. You'll set yourself on fire. So, but when you take those out and you get up to operating temperatures and you're doing, you know, the 30 miles an hour, and you floor it. Do you hear that quadra flush? I mean, whoa. You know, do you really hear it sucking?
Yeah, that makes a good noise. A good sucking
noise?
Okay. Yeah, and like I said, it runs real strong, man, but at idle, I can smell those fumes, you know, and the mileage, I figured it's like maybe 8 miles a gallon.
Oh, no. We're going to take a short break, Frank. Can you hang on to this break, too?
Sure.
I got some. Good. We'll be right back after the short break. I got another tip for Frank. 86 Oldsmobile Quadra Flush. We're going to stop getting that thing to flush that gas down for Frank. We'll be right back.
Bye. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Human sound.
live from Boise, Idaho. Good to be along with you each and every week. I'm Mark Evans, the host of Auto World. That's what you're listening to right now. Good to have you along. Thanks for bringing in your Auto World to our International Hope studio today. Usually I'm in the greasy garage studio, but today I went up and climbed up the ladder into the International Hope studio, knowing and for a fact that I would help you and hope that your car or truck would never break down. For this week, anyway. Then next week, we'll get to your car and truck and fix it. So I'm basically giving myself a week off, huh? No. Right here on Auto World, I take your emails any time during the week. That address is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Throughout the week is good for you folks listening on a delayed station. That is how you get a hold of me at any one point in time, even as you're listening to the show. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Phone number since 1992, 855-660-4261. With that said, let's go to our very patient charter member, Frank, in New Mexico Live. Frank, thank you again for holding.
Oh, appreciate no problem. It. Just want your advice.
my gosh, you're I owe you a Long Island iced tea, see, for holding for this long.
Okay.
We're talking about your Quadrajet on your 86 Oldsmobile Quadrajet, and you're getting gas smell. And one thing, we're talking about spark plug, replacing spark plugs because the exhaust has been plugged and all that, and the air intake has been getting the air intake it needs. Talking about changing the jets, getting different needles and all in there. But, Frank, I was just, again, I thought, you know what? You put a test tube pipe in there, right? Not a catalytic converter, it's a test tube.
Okay. Pipe, yeah.
Okay. So you're smelling. Do you think that you might be smelling the, I call it the stain oil that's on that pipe still? Or have you drove it enough to burn all of the coating off the pipe that was welded in? Because sometimes it smells like gas.
Well, I believe, yeah. I've driven it a lot, high speed, you know, just burn the thing out, clean it out, you know, but, yeah, I don't believe it's the stain oil. It's gas, and it's, like I say, it's using more gas than it should.
It's really dumping then. We were talking about the back secondary butterflies. When you get push the go pedal, you really hear the thing go sucking the air in good when you get on it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do this test for me. I want you to go ahead, get up to operating temperatures again, get to 30 miles an hour with it, and push the go pedal. Just leave it and drive. It's automatic, of course. Don't manually shift it down or anything. Just leave it and drive. Let the trainee do the shifts down. But when you push the go pedal, I want that thing to shift down one gear, and then I want that Quadrajet to go, whoa, and just, but I want you, this is our test. If you can, even if you can have a friend, wife, whoever, do that for you, or have them, you drive it because you know the car well, have them behind you, and I want you to look in the rearview mirror and have somebody behind you to see how much black smoke's coming out of that exhaust pipe, tailpipe. I want to see how much black's coming out. Two things. Have we, the fuel-air mixture screws, have you, those came with the soft plugs, you know, in front of those screws from the factory.
But that's just idle mixture, right?
No. The fuel-air mixture screws on each single, it's a four-barrel, but the two-barrel up in the front of that, facing towards the radiator, they're angled, but you do have a fuel-air mixture screw per port. Right and left, and they do put a soft plug bedded into that base on that carburetor, hiding the head of the fuel-air mixture screw on
each. Yeah, I know where those are at, but one fellow told me, well, those just control the idle mixture. So is that incorrect?
Yeah. No, the screw that does, there's only one screw that does the idle, and that's over there on that where that accelerator cable comes through the firewall and goes over to the mechanical linkage. You'll find a screw, two screws. You'll find one big one that's on for the idle, and that screw is actually on a Quadrajet, is mounted and screwed into the base of the side of the base. It's the center section of the carburetor. You'll find that screw is bored into that base, going out. The head of that screw is going out to hit the cantilever. It's pretty much egg-shaped, you know, for the idle. There's only one screw for the idle. That's the idle screw, which goes up and down with the accelerator cable or the mechanical linkage. The fuel air mixture screw, those are on the base of that carburetor, and you can see them now.
And once you get them little plugs out,
you got to get those plugs out. So you got to take the carburetor off, and here's a little tip. You gotta get the plugs out. And I guarantee if you know, all you see, it's a little soft plug. It's just, you know, smooth.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a bench grinder?
No, but I got a drill. I got a drill that I can put a grinder wheel on there, you know.
Okay. Now, and here's another, what you can go over to, I don't know if you've got the Harbor Freights in your area. Harbor Freight Tool Company. Yeah. Just go stop by the Harbor Freight and get you one of those, literally a $10, 110 grinder, handheld grinder.
Okay.
They're 10 bucks. Yeah, they're 10 bucks. Right? And it's something you can use all over in your garage, even in your house. I mean, truthfully, I use those. They're only 10 bucks, and that's the cheapest one they have price-wise, and it works. It comes with a grinding wheel and all. So we'll take the carburetor off. Now, drain the carburetor, Frank, because we're going to shoot some, you know, it's going to get hot. Sure. We don't want to, you know, just turn it upside down. The gas will come out the float vent tubes and just keep shaking it. It won't hurt anything on the inside, and literally it won't hurt it. Just drain it out. Turn that thing upside down, and you'll see those two little soft plugs right on the base of that carburetor. Take that handheld grinder and just grind at an angle. Don't grind flat into it. You can grind the base of the carburetor out like a little V in the base of the carburetor base, just a V. And that gets you in there to the back side of the soft plug, right where you took the little handheld grinder. It takes me 1 second to go bzzz, and I'm done with that one. Then you can take a little punch and a hammer and just go pink, and that little soft plug will fly right out of there. And lo and behold, here will be a flat tip, a little flat tip regular screwdriver. Yes, sir. And, you know, now we're going to adjust the carburetor. Once we get the carburetor back on, you can use the same base gasket. They're real thick. They don't get destroyed when you pull the carburetor off. Put all that back together. Tighten it all up. Just go snug. Tighten just all of them very lightly, and then go back and snug them a little bit, and then go back the third time and snug them up. But don't try to break the bolt, okay? And then these fuel air mixture screws. Start it up. Get it up operating temperatures. And by the way, not only do they have a little flat tip screw head on them, but if you look a little deeper right there, you'll find a 5/16 inch, looks like a little, but they have you can put a socket on them. I have a slinky type of tool, and I can turn those fuel air mixture screws in and out. Turn them in all the way, seat them, Frank, and turn them back out 1.5 turns, and you'll be ready to go. So it'll go good. Let me know, okay?
We'll get that. The Swami, and I'm not. Thank you very much.
Yeah, appreciate it, Frank. Thank you. We'll get that up to about 12 miles a gallon. Thanks, Frank. That's how you do it, folks. We're going to take another short break. Coming out of live out of New Mexico, back into Boise, Idaho. And now we're going to go into your town next. Right.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
The elections overhaul bill passed in the House does not have the support of West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin. This virtually guarantees the failure of the legislation after near party-line approval in the House. Senator Manchin tells CBS's Face the Nation he's pushing for a bipartisan agreement and believes Republicans will fight for bipartisanship as well.
The bottom line is the fundamental purpose of our democracy is the freedom of our elections. If we can't come to agreement on that, God help us, John. And someone's got to fight for this.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week, with or without Republican support.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. 800-990-3125. Again, that's 800-990-3125. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Let her drive it. Guys, come on. Oh, yeah. Anymore today, the girl needs to throw the keys to the guys. These girls, you girls out there, ladies out there, really doing it up on those Dodge Challengers and the Ferraris and the Porsche. Oh, you got some nice cars. Oh, yeah, that's what it's about. The love affair for the car is back. It has been back for a couple of years now. Oh, let's go back. I've been in love with cars for over 60-some years. Have you? Hopefully you have. If not, we're going to get you in love with these cars. Welcome back to Auto World. We're sitting live here in the Interactive Hope Studio. I'm hoping that your older car and or your newer car truck will never break down for at least a week. Auto World, the official ASE certified high-octane turbocharged, supercharged, chrome-plated, pearl-painted, tire-burning, nitrous-smelling radio podcast, internet, TV, talk show. Oh, yeah, that explains it all right there. Interactive, folks. Informative. All things automotive. Join me at any time at 855-660-4261. Love going into your hometown where you live to find out what is happening on the streets in your hometown. Are you smelling gas like Frank in New Mexico? Are you thinking about buying a new car in Southern Illinois like Trey is? Oh, here's an email just in. Let's do it. From Sturgis. That's what I like to do. See, we're going to Sturgis. Live email the address to get in live to the email and or through the week. Folks, you might be listening to Auto World on a delayed station Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Different times. We're on Sunday. We're on Saturday. We're on quite a bit, and I'm very proud and very honored to be here for you, to help you, to have fun with you, to learn from you. Please, let me know what you think of your auto world. Good, bad, or ugly. Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. And again, we're all hoping that we all get better. We're all hoping that our cars stay good, no breakage. But if they do break, I can help you. Let's go to the email here. Fresh. This is fresh right off the computer screen. It's sizzling hot. It's got a little dust on it. Here it is. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Sturgis. Well, thank you. Good to be along. Sturgis, brand new affiliate there. Tuning in to you for the first time. Glad our radio station here in Sturgis is taking one show, your show. Looks like we only get 1 hour, but I'll take it. How do we listen to all 3 hours? Well, first off, let's do a shout-out. That is, well, yes, look at that. Oh, that's Mike, by the way. Thank you, Mike. I get to get your name out of there because you're the star of the show, Mike. Absolutely. And thank you for emailing in from Sturgis, brand new affiliate. They're in Sturgis. K, shout out to KBFS, KBFS, AM 1450, Sturgis Spearfish. Oh, yeah, definitely. And then KYDT, 103.1 FM, Gillette, South Dakota, Rapid City. Of course, and that's in Wyoming, Gillette, Wyoming, Sundance, Wyoming. Good to have you along. Carl's the owner. Gentleman is also the program director. He's making it happen. Thank you, Carl, for letting Mike bring us, ask us how we can get all 3 hours. Here's how to do it. This is not only for our great friend listening in Sturgis, but all of you. If you want, only get 1 hour or 2 hours, you can go to, at any one point in time, on the internet, gcnlive.com. And another reminder, too, if you want to go back in time and find out what I said the last 10 minutes, 5 minutes, a year ago, even 5 years ago, you'll hear me on Auto World with Bob Long. You can go back, actually, back in 1995. I believe the Auto World podcast, Google Auto World podcast. You can go back a long, long ways when Bob Long and I were sitting at Meadowbrook Concours d'Elegance talking about the little Deuce Coupe that was sitting in front of us. It's amazing I can remember this stuff. I guess that's another little Auto World tip. That little Deuce Coupe, of course, and then Chad McQueen. Who's Chad McQueen? Well, Bob Long and I interviewed him, and then Bob interviewed him. And we had two separate radio shows at that time. We came together to make one called Auto World for you. And that's what it's all about. Good. Looking forward to more affiliates. I've been getting more affiliate radio stations, of course, each and every week, and I'm very proud of that. Thank you to all of you for shouting out to your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, saying something about me, Mark Evans. You can Google me, Mark Evans Auto World. You can go to my Facebook page, please do. Because we're going to be talking about that picture I put up there. Excuse me. In that picture, I put a picture up on my Facebook page, which is Mark Evans, sitting in front. I'm sitting behind the microphone with a yellow coupe behind me, and then also the Auto World Radio Facebook page. You're welcome to go over and take a look. Have some fun over there. Get a good laugh. And my Instagram account is Auto World Media. These three pictures, also our website, autoworldmedia.com. I put three pictures up there on a gentleman putting gasoline in his gasoline car. Old gas pump that's gravity-fed. Gas, so you can see how much gas you're actually buying. An electric stick sticking up, charge station, and also hydrogen. We're going to be talking about that. We've got a little record that's happened here with hydrogen. But first and foremost, you're the star. I want to hear from you about your problem, about maybe something good. I know you got something good to tell me. The smell of that brand new car you purchased, what's it smell like? I'd like to hear about that smell. We don't have radio smell-o-vision, but maybe we need to invent that. Does it smell like leather? Smell like, what? It smells like your dirty socks. Oh, no. I can help you fix that with some Meguiar's interior scent remover. 855-660-4261. With that said, it's time. Before we get to the 25 awesome junkyard finds, I didn't find them, by the way, but they're going to be oddball ones. 25 awesome junkyard finds. Something like number 25th is a 1986 Dodge B250 Leopard van. That's right. It's called a Leopard van. Back in 1986, Dodge B250 Leopard van. That's just one of 25 of the most awesome junkyard finds ever. Let's go to the email bag now. To the left of me, please. Well, delivering David's not in the studio now. Give me the bag. Chris is here. Chevrolet Chris is here. Okay, Chevrolet. Thank you, Chris. We got the hubcap out. The crew puts everything in a hubcap, 15-inch today. big, huge, rusty old thing. And there's our first email. It looks like I can read it. If you do not want me to read your email on air live, just say, no, don't do, but please help me. I do help and help you folks, of course, consult with you throughout the week, Monday through Sunday. Yes. Email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Type in what's cooking, what's happening with your automobile, your jet boat, your lawnmower, your electric scooter. We were talking about timing belt earlier. I actually put an electric scooter, a rubber belt to fix it for a child of one of my customers. That's what I'm saying. We love fixing things here at the Greasy Garage Studio. During the week, it's Greasy Garage. Let's go to this email. I can read it. It says, Mark, I have a tire light on in my 2014 Audi Q5. Ooh, nice automobile. Just had new tires put on about 3 months ago. I did drive back to my tire shop, and they checked my tire pressure. They said that the tires look good and looking fine. Everything's nothing wrong. The pressures are good. Of course, all that time that it took for the light to go on, Mark, it was off while they were checking them. The light did go off before they started installing air into the tires. Now, I do not know if they put air in the tires or not, but the light is back on. It's been going on, been going off, been going on, been going off. Help, Mark. What do I do with an on-again, off-again light? Thanks for the advice. Mary, listening in Reno. Oh, Mary, hey, thanks. Appreciate it. Mary, what a gift. Go to Reno today. Let's do a shout-out to our great affiliate in Reno. Shout-out! I love it when I get all of you to shout-out for our affiliates. Shout-out to Reno. Our great affiliate there is KNNR, AM 1400 Reno, Carson City, Sparks, Sun Valley, Nevada. Oh, yeah, we're going to come back. There's a pedal store there in Reno that's got pedal cars. I'd love to get one from them. We're going to take a little short break and help Mary with her tire light right here from Auto Worlds Plaza.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's working. I hope your car does not break. And it will not break down. Because we're sitting in the International Hope Studio from the Auto World Plaza this week. It's working. That's good. Good. I'm glad we got your car fixed. And it's not on the side of the road. Broke down. If it is, email me. I can help you. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. ASC certified master technician of a lot of divisions in your car, folks. Kind of like the transmission. Oh, yeah, before we go back to Mary's email, I'm going to give you a little bit of, well, why not, a little fun trivia. Talking about transmissions, back in 1948, the first torque converter-type automatic transmission offered on an American car is introduced by Buick. Buick calls the new system Dynaflow and puts it in its Roadmaster models as an automatic transmission. No more shifting. No more. No more clutch pedal. No more stick in your way. You can get three people in the front seat. The Dynaflow. Oh, I love trivia. Let's go back to Mary. Mary, of course, sent me an email during the week. We print your emails out during the week, the ones we can't get to, that I didn't get to during the week to call or email you back to help you. I do that all week long and also live here on Auto World each and every week. And so I took my left hand here and I reached in and got Mary's email, and Mary is emailing me from all of us here from Reno, Nevada. Great affiliate there. Shout out to KNNR AM 1400, Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Sun Valley, Nevada. Good to have all you folks along and all the people in between those towns. Thank you for tuning in and bringing me your Auto World, especially Mary here. Mary now is a charter family member of Auto World for emailing. No, Mary, you didn't win a car, but I do have. If you would, send me back
an email address of an address that I can send you some McGuire's mother's detail, like quick detailer to keep the paint on your car. Your ride looking good, and your ride is a 2014 Audi Q5. Good, awesome vehicle. The only thing, Mary, I got to shout out to this vehicle about is that there's no dipstick. I hate that. You got to go to the dash through the radio system, the display there on the dash, and hit the buttons to go into the oil settings to not only reset the oil, you know, the oil light that comes on, but you also have to look there at the, I think it's like a, what is a pumpkin colored tone of lighting there that the little gauge or the bar, excuse me, raises from the bottom up, shows you the oil level that you have since there's no. There is no dipstick, so sometimes that's all electronically controlled, and it's kind of scary. You just make sure that, Mary, when you get the oil change, that they do put in the 5.9 quarts. Uh-huh. See, I'm 1.1 off, aren't I, of 6 quarts. That's what's scary about it. Sometimes we just go ahead and put 6 quarts in your refilled. Causes the crankshaft to dip down and foam the oil. If it does not have a windage tray. The windage tray is basically a tray that mounts to the crankshaft, folks, that keeps that oil from foaming. Some models do, some models don't. Now, there's just an example. I was talking the truth there, and that is some of the, as I call it, the mechanic Largan jargon, the mechanic words. But those are all true words. Those are all true words that I just used. I always like to teach everybody something here on Auto World each and every hour. Sometimes I do Auto World tips. But right now, we got to get to Mary's tire light. She's got a tire light on, TPMS, Tire Pressure Monitoring System. That's what that stands for. Mary's got a light on, light off. Tire light on, tire light off. And she says, help, what do I do with a on-again, off-again tire light? Mary, well, here's what's going on. You said you had your tires replaced on your 2014 Audi Q5. Good. I'm glad you did. But, Mary, you did not have them replace the TPMS sensors, did you? So there's some homework for you today, Mary. Let us know next week, if you would, or right now, if you could. We've got some time left before the garage door comes down onto the Auto World Plaza this week. But if they didn't do the TPMS sensor replacements, your tire light sensors are run off of Wi-Fi. That's right, Wi-Fi. We can't have a wire hooked to the tire because it'd be wrapped up around there, you know, and it'd rip your whole entire dash out. So it's Wi-Fi, just like your cell phones, just like your laptops, etc. So what's going on there is that TPMS sensor, Mary's got a little round watch battery in it. They're pretty good-sized watch batteries, and no, you can't just replace the batteries. Batteries, of course, only last so many years. Years, not miles, but years. Think about them. I don't know if you, there in Reno, you folks have got some warm weather. If you ever get to Lake Tahoe, you get into the cold weather. So those tires are sitting out in all those kind of four seasons, of course, of weather. Cold, hot, medium. Now, so that little round watch battery that's in those TPMSs, it's all part of the TPMS switch, the sensor. You have to replace the whole sensor. You can't just replace the battery. They only last, those batteries can only last, depends on the climate you're in. Our folks up there in Alaska listening, and Fairbanks and Anchorage and all the other towns, I welcome you into Auto World, and you get colder than we all do. So, Mary, if your 2014 Audi Q5 was up there in Alaska and Anchorage, those little bitty watch batteries that are in those TPMS sensors are only going to last those folks about 2 to 3 years. Down in Reno, Nevada, though, it depends on if you're going to Lake Tahoe in the winter and driving, having fun with that Q5. You're going to get 4 to 5 years out of them. Some of us get 6. Well, there you are. You got a 2014. You got 7 years on it, right, if I'm counting right? Those batteries are gone. And it only takes one of the TPMS sensors, folks, the battery to go dead and go out to turn the light on. And that's what Mary's got. She's got the light going on, going off, going on, and going off. The Wi-Fi does not turn on in the TPMS sensor until you get going about 10 to 15 miles an hour spinning the tire, Mary, and then it turns on, goes to the reading to the dash, turns the light on, turns the light off. And in your case, it'll tell you the tire pressure in there. So they've got new tires, they've checked the tire pressure. What I would recommend, Mary, since you have a light going on, I would just go back to the tire shop, same one, because here's the key to that. Have them replace all the TPMS sensors. Yes, it's expensive, $55 starting, going on up to maybe $155. On your Audi, you're probably going to be at $55 to $65 times four, just for the parts. That's four TPMS sensors. So since you went back to the people that you bought the tires from, you know what? They probably will not charge you mount and dismount again. That's the key. No more mount and dismount, because I want you to tell them, wait a minute, why didn't you replace those or even bring them up to me when you replaced the tires in the first place? And if you do that, Mary, they probably will not charge you that mount and dismount, which is usually $25 a tire. So they're, uh-oh, financial show. We just saved Mary another $100 bill. That's what I'm talking about, folks. Absolutely. That's where it's all at. Mary, again, thank you for emailing us from KNNR AM 1400, listening on that station, of course. All the people up there and over there in Reno and Sparks, enjoy that Lake Tahoe. It's beautiful. It really is. Well, before the garage door goes down here, I was talking about those 25 junkyard impossible finds. Oh, yeah, that leopard van, 1986 Dodge B250 leopard van. That's 20. We're going to share with all of the rest of them, but let's get to 24th. 1996 BMW 318 Ti California Edition that was found in the junkyard, folks. Number 23 of the junkyard awesome cars that we found. 1971 Volkswagen Type 2 Combi Van. Oh, that's a rare one. Well, folks, I want to appreciate you listening each and every week. Absolutely, it's a gift to me to be behind the microphone, to share part of my auto world with you. And thank you for sharing a part of your auto world with me each and every week. Please feel free to email me at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. And we'll see you next week. Drive safe and motor on.
It's time to say goodbye to Mark and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Hillbilly, that is. Saddest bell. Take your shoes off. Y'all come back now, dear.
This has been a Loose Nut production.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.